A former speaker of the North Carolina House is ranked as the state's most influential lobbyist. The center has been compiling its list for 17 years, and the rankings are compiled from a survey of all state lawmakers, registered lobbyists based in the state, and Capital News media. Why do you think voters should be aware of the rankings?
The rankings are a very important tool for voters to learn about the most important issues that legislators face and how the people are conveying information in a way that's most effective to the legislators. They do serve a public purpose in helping our citizens to understand who the legislators are talking to and what issues are getting in front of our elected officials.
A former Speaker of the House is listed as most influential. Tell us about Harold Brubaker.
He's new to the list this year. He's newly ranked, and he retired after 18 terms in the state House. He also served as Speaker of the House for two terms, from 95 to 98. And he's a businessman from Randolph County, and he retired from the legislature in 2012 and opened his own lobbying firm. And last year, he had 21 clients. They included a variety of types of clients from, you know, healthcare interests, insurance, energy interests. And as a former legislator, like 10 other former legislators who are ranked among the most influential, he knows the process, he knows the people in the building, and when I interviewed him about his ranking, he said that he appreciated brevity when he was a lawmaker, and so he believes that, you know, that kind of helps him know how much time to spend with legislators now and, you know, just get his point across quickly.
What does state law say about how long a former elected member of the state House or Senate may be out of office before they become a registered lobbyist, the so-called cooling off period?
So North Carolina has a statutory cooling off period. 35 states have a statutory cooling off period, which means in North Carolina, you cannot register as a lobbyist for 6 months after leaving elected office. States vary in the amount of time. Some states go up to 2 years for the cooling off period.
Just how many lobbyists are registered with the Secretary of State?
So at the end of the 2013 sessions, which is a good time to check the Secretary of State website, there were 768 lobbyists registered, and they represented 1,049 different companies or organizations. And then also included in these rankings are any legislative liaisons that were ranked. And those are basically the liaisons that act between a state agency and interact with the General Assembly.
How do the rankings reflect the power of the new Republican majority in the General Assembly?
The rankings showed a significant increase in the previous rankings. So when the Republicans gained a majority in both the state House and the state Senate in the 2010 elections, the next round of rankings really showed an increase in kind of influence by lobbyists who had Republican connections. So, for example, either people who appeared on the list for the first time or people moved up in the rankings. And so these rankings, after the Republicans have been in the majority for another term, show an additional number of lobbyists with Republican connections being ranked, moving up in the rankings. So, for example, Harold Brubaker, you know, he was a Republican representative and he's first time on the list and he's ranked number one. Tom Fetzer, the former chair of the Republican Party, he has been ranked in the past two terms and he ranks highly again this year. There are 37 contract lobbyists, and then there are also 25 who are ranked for the first time.
You mentioned contract lobbyists. What is a contract lobbyist?
A contract lobbyist is a lobbyist who is employed by a law firm or a lobbying firm, and they represent multiple clients. So they are hired by a variety of clients, and they're down at the legislature representing different clients on a daily basis. That's in comparison and contrasted to a lobbyist who's in-house, who's an employee of the employer who they work for. So, for example, Andy Ellen, who's ranked fourth this year, he represents the North Carolina Retail Merchants Association. And Gary Salamito, who ranks 10th, and it's his first appearance in the rankings this year, he represents the North Carolina Chamber of Commerce. And that's compared to someone like Harold Brubaker, who's a contract lobbyist, works at his own lobbying firm.
The center found a growing number of women are lobbyists, yet there are not as many women lawmakers as there has been in the past.
There are a record number of women this year who are ranked among the lobbyists, and there are 16. That's compared to the last record was 12 in the previous time that these rankings were done. And I think that that record number of women who are ranked as lobbyists does reflect maybe the changing face of the, you know, lobbying profession. I think that there are trends that are clear as the lobbying profession changes, things like more contract lobbyists. I think that perhaps in the past, the lobbying profession was, there were maybe more men in the profession. And so as more women become effective lobbyists, they're going to be ranked.
Two in the top 10.
Exactly. Kathy Hawkins, she ranks seventh this year, and she represents Duke Energy. And Teresa Kostreva is a contract lobbyist representing multiple clients. She ranks number six.
Do the rankings reflect that certain regions of the state have more clout or more influence in Raleigh?
That's an interesting question. I think that through contract lobbyists, a lot of regions of the state can have their voice heard. By hiring someone who's able to be in Raleigh on a daily basis, who interacts with legislators, you do have a greater opportunity to have your voice heard. There are definitely regions from the state who had someone lobbying for their kind of specific organization. I'm thinking of people like Betty Doster from Charlotte, perhaps some other people who were at the legislature and following kind of one specific interest. But I think for the large part, by hiring a contract lobbyist, regardless of where you are in the state, you can get your issues heard.
One lobbyist that I note would be Steve Metcalf, and I do believe he represents the Eastern Band of Cherokee.
Steve, who is a former legislator, ranked. He's been ranked before, and he's ranked, I believe, 14th this year. He operates a lobbying firm, and it is in Asheville, and his son is also ranked. John Metcalf is ranked for the first time this year, and they do have clients in the western part of North Carolina.
Paige Worsham is a policy analyst with the nonpartisan, not-for-profit North Carolina Center for Public Policy Research. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for your time.